Energy TV.
We have a celestial destiny. We are going to inhabit a realm that we've never seen before. When you look up, oh, by the way, that's what heaven means, to see. It means see up. Yeah, up, see up. That's it. No, that's what it means. Those are the English elements. See up, Uranus, heaven, see up. Everything you look when you see up is heaven. There's an immediate heaven surrounding you, which is the Earth's atmosphere. Then there's a heaven above that. Then there's epi-Uranus. Yes, there's a prefix in front of see up, and it's on see up, on see up. Those are the three elements of epi-Uranus, translated in the Concordant version as celestial. It's way above what we can even see. So don't be disconcerted when you look up at night and see a cold, dark space. Why would I want to go there? It looks cold and dark, very forbidding. Well, because you're not going there. You're going through there to a place above that, on that. Hello, everybody. This is Martin Zender, and you're at MZTV, getting more subscribers every day. I thank you for that, those of you who are sending links out, introducing people to this channel. And John Heth is doing amazing work. Not only is he making audiobooks out of my written books, my print books, but he's also got this evangelistic fever. He's just sending my stuff out everywhere. And because of that, I'm getting more subscribers. So thank you, John, and thank you everybody else who shares these great truths with other people. So there's a secret I'm going to tell you today. Paul disclosed 2,000 years ago. It's called the secret of our change. Our bodies have to be radically changed to suit them for the environment that we will be taken to at the snatching away. See, right now, in order to go into space, that is above the Earth's atmosphere, in order to survive there, you have to take a little piece of Earth with you. You have to create an artificial atmosphere because we need the air. We need the soil because the soil, nothing grows apart from the soil. So plants come from the soil, animals eat plants, and without the soil, without air, without oxygen, we're screwed as presently constituted. So we have to take part of the Earth's atmosphere with us. Air's nice. It's good for breathing. We have to take that. But what about spacewalks when they go out of the space capsule? They have an atmosphere inside their helmet. It's still an atmosphere. See? You got to take the atmosphere with you. And it's very awkward. You have to wear suits that make you look like the Michelin man. Very awkward indeed. In fact, you know, the water here gets cold in the winter here in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, it goes down to 80 degrees. Right now it's 80 degrees, and I'm like, oh, no. I like to swim, do exercise swimming. You know, I swim a half mile to a mile in the ocean. And in January, get this, the water temperature is going to get down to 76. What am I going to do? Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. And what I did do, I bought, it's not a wetsuit. It's kind of like a light wetsuit. It's a covering for the whole body. I bought it not only for the chill of the water. What's the temperature in July? The ocean temperature is 85 degrees in June and July. Not even kidding. But anyway, see, it's the contrast. Relative to the summer, it's cold in the ocean, but it's the warmest ocean anywhere in the Northern Hemisphere at the moment. I'm still complaining. So I bought this little suit and I got these gloves. It was also to protect me from jellyfish. Sea lice, nice things like that. Because I'm in their world. I'm in a different world. So I have to prepare for that world. So I put this suit on, and I couldn't swim in. It was so awkward. I started to swim, and I felt like David putting on Saul's armor. I can't work with this. So I took all that stuff off, and I'm back to swimming, you know, with just my swim trunks on. And it's like, ah, relief, relief. So I don't want to go into space. I don't know why anybody would want to climb into a space capsule dressed in as the Michelin man. No. When I get snatched away, I'm going naked, man. I'm not going with any accoutrements. I'm not going with any life vest or inflatable raft. I'm not going with a space helmet. I'm not going with space boots or anything else. We're going free. We're going free. For that to happen, though, our body needs a radical change. And Paul reveals a secret that says, yes, your body will be changed. It has to be changed. This is so practical. God's not changing our bodies for the heck of it. He's changing them because we are not suited to that realm. You have to do awkward things to get into space right now. We're not going to have to do that. We're going above that. And our bodies have to be changed into bodies that will thrive beautifully and seamlessly into that place where we're going. So let's read the passage. It's totally practical. I love how practical scripture is. I mean, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, for this is where this secret lies. Concerning the resurrection of the dead in verse 42, I'm in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul says, it is sown in corruption, it is roused in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is roused in glory. It is sown in infirmity, it is roused in power. All these contrasts. It is sown a soulish body that is ruled by emotions and the five senses. It is raised a spiritual body. Insight into the mind of God that cannot be detected by the five senses. If there is a soulish body, there is a spiritual also. This is why your pets will be in heaven. If there is a soulish body, if there's a body with a soul, and animals have souls, I told you what a soul is. One of the characteristics of a soul is that it moves on its own. Your dogs, cats, wild animals, domestic animals, caterpillars, butterflies, they're all souls. Jellyfish? Yeah, jellyfish too, even though they don't have brains. You didn't know that? No, jellyfish don't have brains. No, so when they sting you, they don't intend to sting you. They're not stalking you. They just, you accidentally bump into them. Oh, what was that? They're not very smart. So if there's a soulish body, there's a spiritual body also. Yes, you will see your pet jellyfish in heaven someday. Thus it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul, the last Adam, a vivifying spirit. But not first the spiritual, but the soulish, thereupon the spiritual. I'm glad God does it that way. I would hate to go from spiritual to soulish. I like the way he set this up. The first man was out of the earth, soilish, not soulish, different word here. Soilish, that is out of the ground. The second man is Lord out of heaven. See, we're not going to have to depend on the soil anymore. Everything comes from a layer of topsoil. You know that verse used to have in the Catholic Church, dust thou art, to dust thou shalt return. When did they say that? They said that during some ceremony. Oh, Ash Wednesday. Dust thou art, and to dust thou shalt return. No, we're not made of dust. It's a mistranslation. Man's made of soil. Dust is dead dirt. It's a leftover crap on the tippy top that gets blown around. The soil is the clay, the mixture of water and earth that produces life. That's what we're made of. And this comes out beautifully in the Concordant version. It doesn't sound right to say, soil thou art, and to soil that. Oh, I would love it if they got scriptural, but no, don't count on it. So the first man was out of the earth, soilish. The second man, and we are going to become as the second man, as Christ, is out of heaven. We will have a heavenly body, not dependent on soil or oxygen or water. Such as the soilish one is, such are those also who are soilish. And such as the celestial one, such are those who are celestials. We're going to be celestials. Here is our demarcation. Here's our nomination. Here's what we're going to be. We are going to be celestials, such as the celestial one, capital C, capital O, like Christ is, we are going to be. God, this is a great verse. And according as we wear the image of the soilish, yeah, got that, we should be wearing the image also of the celestial. Yes, that's a guarantee. Now, this I am averring, brethren, stating this forcefully, the flesh and blood. Here's the whole thing. This is what I started with. Verse 50. Flesh and blood is not able to enjoy an allotment in the kingdom of God. This is why I'm telling you how practical this is. Flesh and blood is not able to enjoy an allotment. This is all about your enjoyment. Like God's saying, they can't enjoy being in my celestial home in these bodies. Why, they would have to wear space suits to look like the Michelin men and women. No. No, flesh and blood is not able to enjoy an allotment in the kingdom of God. Neither is corruption enjoying an allotment of incorruption. So practical, so plain. This is about us enjoying where we're going. We can't enjoy it in these bodies. God says, tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to promise you this. I'm going to change your body. This is a promise. Now we get to verse 51. Lo, oh, lo. The Concordant puts an exclamation point there. I know it's not inspired, but I love it. A secret to you am I telling. We all indeed shall not be put to repose. That's one secret. Here's another one. Yet we all shall be changed. Changed from what, Paul? From corruptible to incorruptible. From soilish to celestial. From soulish to spiritual. From dying and decaying bodies to immortal bodies that cannot ever die again. Yet we shall be changed. Here's another part of the secret. In an instant. It's part of the secret. In the casting of an eye. That's part of the secret. At the last trump. For he will be trumpeting and the dead will be roused incorruptible. This corresponds with 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. The dead in Christ shall be rising first. The trumpet is for the dead, not the living. He will be trumpeting, and the dead will be roused. The trumpet is for the dead. For us, what is faster than sound? Light. We will be changed by casting our eye toward him when he appears. For he will be trumpeting, and the dead will be roused incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. This mortal must put on immortality. Now, whenever this corruptible should be putting on incorruption and this mortal should be putting on immortality, then shall come to pass the word which is written, swallowed up was death by victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Now, the sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. Now, thanks be to God, who is giving us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, so that my beloved brethren become settled, unmovable, superabounding in the work of the Lord always, being aware that your toil is not for naught. Your toil is not in vain in the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, we shall not all die. Are we the generation, the members of the body of Christ, who will not die, but will be changed in an instant? Yes.